Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Cole Linehan is sitting in with me, my co-host on the program podcast. Former Duck, you played defensive line here 2004 to 2008. And bowl games were always kind of the special event. For you guys, every bowl game was a little bit different, depending on, you know, the Holiday Bowl or Vegas. Where do you went to the Sun Bowl as well?
Spent some time in El Paso, Texas. Yes,
beautiful El Paso, yes. Texas. Everybody loves playing in El Paso, but it was always a sense of pride to make it to a bowl game for you guys. And now we are at the point where, with the money that is at hand in the NFL, the common trend is. Boy, I'm making you sound really old and being like, back in your day,
yeah,
you played in a bowl game. Was it? Did anybody sit out of bowl games when you were playing?
Never. It was never even. I didn't even know that was an option. Right. I mean, we lived for going to these bowl games, and then we'd get these packages. Right. They'd have like the bowl gifts.
Yeah.
And it was like the one time we felt like we were given something, right? We got like we were so pumped about like a 42-inch TV or
a fossil watch.
Right? We went to the Brute Sun Bowl and we got some you know, shaving cream and those kind of things, right? We were living for it. And so it was weird to see a couple years down the road, you know, that they just made it feel like the bowl games weren't that big.
Yeah.
Right? And it adds up, I guess, for those guys that don't want to go to the Vegas Bowl and get their butts kicked by BYU and they have a shot to maybe go. But it wasn't even in our minds at all to opt out. And so I was kind of hoping that might incentivize people with that NIL, right? Yeah. There has to be something worked in that contract now that says, hey, you know, we're paying you all this money. You're playing every game.
Yep.
Right? And I hope that is the case because, you know, it's going to change, obviously, with the playoffs. Like, guys hopefully want to compete and want to play in this playoff run that they're going on. But the NIL, and you see things popping up, like the basketball stuff that the Ducks are playing in,
yep.
Right? They have to find ways because it's not – people aren't just living for those $500 gift cards at Best Buy, you know, getting us through. They need to find something new.
Well, it leads us to Colorado. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders at Colorado – he was asked today whether or not senior day for the Colorado Buffaloes against Oklahoma State would be the final time we see Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, two guys that haven't just hinted. They've said, no, we're going to the NFL.
Yeah.
They haven't been hiding behind it. Those are the epitome of guys that would sit out a bowl game in that opportunity for, you know, to go and start training for the NFL. And this is like, you can criticize Deion for a lot of different things, but One thing is that he says, we brought guys here to play, and they're going to play. And so what he said is that, no, this will not be the last time you see Shador or Travis Hunter in a Buffs uniform. Alluding to, they would be playing in a bowl game, because losing to Kansas this past weekend, now they need two of three teams to lose this next week. Arizona State, BYU, and Iowa State. Two of those three need to lose for Colorado to get to the Big 12 championship game. And obviously, if you play in a Big 12 championship game, that changes. You're going to play in that because you have a college football playoff trip on the line. He's saying that they're going to be playing in a bowl game, which if Deion can get those two guys to do that, to me, I think that is a big push in the right direction for the rest of college football.
Yeah, you just don't know how it's going to go, right? Because the bowl games have already diminished in what their meaning, mm-hmm. and now they're going to do it even more with just because everybody's just thinking about the 12 teams.
Yep.
And so if you think that people are opting out now, you know, come December, those top dogs that are playing in the Cheez-It Bowl, yep. or whatever the bowl is, right, they're going to be opting out. So, I mean, it is good for Deion to put it out there, but you know that there's money involved. There's, you know, there is absolutely money involved. Like, these kids aren't just doing it out of the kindness of their heart and their love for the Buffalo that they've been there for 1 year, right? I mean, yeah. like, the loyalty is not like it used to be. So, loyalty is the one thing right now.
I think Deion, and this is also quintessential Deion, in that he can say this right now, and he has the fallback of, well, we were going to the Big 12 championship game. And he could frame it and spin it to, no, they don't need to play in the bowl game because they don't need to play in the bowl game. They've got bigger aspirations that they need to go and they need to look at. If those two losses don't come Colorado's way and they're not in the Big 12 championship game, I still think it's an outside chance that you do see Shador and Travis Hunter in a Cheez-Its-type bowl. Because there is nothing that will happen in that game. And this is where a lot of these players lie, is that there's nothing that will happen in that game that improves their stock, but a lot can hurt it in yeah. that you could get injured. And if you have seen Shador Sanders play behind the Colorado offensive line, I'm surprised he hasn't been hurt yet, because he takes so many hits. And if you put him in a bowl game, what is the benefit of those guys playing?
But also another side of it, too, is guys would opt out in the past, right, because they were worried about losing everything that was in front of them.
Right.
Right. And so they were worried. They were going to making $2,000 a month on housing check to hopefully making some big bucks. Well, these guys have money now.
You get that.
You know, I mean, that's just look at, like, Bo Nix is a perfect example last yeah. year, right? He decides to stick around at Oregon because he probably made more money in a Duck uniform than he would if yeah. he got drafted in the third or fourth round, you know, and it worked out perfectly for him because yeah. he had an unbelievable season, went on, got drafted and first round pick, and now he's going to be rookie of the year potentially, right? But he stayed because it was for a financial reason,
yeah.
which is not the case, you know, years past.
Yeah, I think NIL is so good for that reason yeah. alone, in that you are going to have guys that dangling carrot of money in the NFL, in the financial security that you're going to have moving forward. It's not as great as come back for one more year, be a legend where you're at, and then you can improve your draft stock. And if you don't, you still have money that you could fall back on
yeah.
and you're going to be okay. That is going to be huge for a lot of guys. And look, the NFL's got to love it too. The NFL has got to love that in the NBA, that these guys aren't going to be reaching and coming out early, and teams aren't going to have to take big swings to say, maybe we can develop this guy. The guys who are going to come out are going to be the ones that are ready. And they are going to, and I hope that what we see is, guys, I think Anthony Richardson, the quarterback for the Colts, is a great example of this, that he came out early and it was like, yeah, now you're a project in the NFL. If you were at Florida still, if he was in this draft class, yeah. he would be the top quarterback in this draft class right now. And he would have had two more college years of college under his belt, and he would be exponentially more impressive with his resume coming out of college, and you're not going to have to take a reach, hope he develops, and take a flyer on a guy.
And hopefully we won't hear about any of those sad stories of the guys that do leave and don't even get drafted.
Yeah.
Right? Because they feel like maybe they come from nothing. Maybe they, you know, maybe this is, they feel like this is their shot and they need to go start providing for their family. Right. But then they don't get drafted. They don't make it in the league. And then they're wishing they, you know, they wouldn't have taken any money from an agent.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is some positives. Obviously, I know everybody has their opinions on NIL and where college football is going because, well, really no one knows where college football is going.
Nope.
But the business side of it, there is some positives in making it for good football.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was your favorite bowl game that you guys played in? Holiday, Sun, Vegas? Are those?
Well, I'll tell you my least favorite, which might surprise people, is Vegas.
Oh, really?
You know, you go to Vegas in December. It's one of the first bowl games, which was great because you got some time afterwards, right? But they put us up in the Venetian. We weren't very good either. And then, so here we're at the Venetian. We're playing BYU, who's staying at the Golden Nugget, right? Our rules were a little probably less, I would say, than BYU in terms of like our approach to the game. It was cold as hell the whole time. The wind was ripping at every practice. This is how I remember it. You know, we would go out. We'd have a good time in Vegas. I don't think BYU was doing the same.
I don't think they can.
You know, we had some team events, and I believe at the time, for some reason this number sticks out, I think 45 of them were married. We were not married. And so there was just like this sense of maybe they were more prepared than we were come around.
The unfair, you know, advantage of playing BYU in the Vegas Bowl. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that also the flaming tennis ball helmets that you guys wore in that Vegas Bowl?
Yes, that is when the yellow helmets got broken out. And it sucks, right? I was coming off of a surgery. And so I was fat as can be. I mean, I was like, I went from boot, crutches to and I wasn't supposed to play that much because I'd started before I got hurt, and then Matt Tuina ended up getting hurt, so I went from, it was going to be limit me from like 12 to 20 plays. I played like 70 snaps. I re-broke my foot in the game, but didn't know until I got home. But so it was just one of those deals where, you know,
not a great experience.
But, you know, thinking about a good experience, which is you know, people might be surprised by this one as well, is the Sun Bowl in El Paso. You know, for a season that absolutely got away from us in 2007, right, where we were ranked, we thought we were going to New Orleans to play in the national championship with Dennis Dixon as our QB, for losing three straight and then ended up playing South Florida in El Paso, Texas. I mean, I'll say this. They treat you so well there. We, you know, we had a good time. We blew the doors off of South Florida, which was fun. But it was just a good time with your teammates. And I mean, the food was unbelievable. The treatment was unbelievable. So
Did they take you guys to the Justin Boot Factory?
We did. That was quite the scene, seeing 100 football players, you know, trying to pick out the best boots. I still have mine.
You do?
Yeah. No, I break them out on special occasions, mostly like themed parties, I'd say. I'm not much of a boot guy, but no, it was cool. Like, it was that was a fun time to be. It was interesting to be in El Paso on Christmas Day.
Yeah. CBS game, which was always a little bit different. Yeah. Like
that's a cool stadium. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Holiday Bowl was fun. We played Oklahoma State. You know, that was my senior year. Gaslamp Ditch was a good time to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. San Diego is a great city, but that ranks number two for you.
Yeah, I would say.
All right.
You know, I mean, the second time we played in the Holiday Bowl was a lot of fun. You know, that was just a fun game to be a part of. It was Blotty's last year, my last year for playing. And so there's a lot of great memories there. But
all right. Who knew? Vegas down at the bottom.
Dude, I mean, it's got to be way better now.
Sun Bowl at the top.
It's got to be way better now because of the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously a bigger bowl game. But, I mean, that stadium was terrible.
Yeah.
The old one. It was far away from the town. It was far away from the strip. And
the wind. Know, people don't talk about that wind in Vegas.
When you're practicing in high school, just freezing your...
not fun.
Yeah, not fun.
Not fun.